Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. A whole new way to nug. At stake today, we have a Wendy's $50 gift card. We have a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. And a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday, by the way.
Speaking of gift cards, I don't think we mentioned this, Cakes and I, when we were talking about our media day party, happy hour on Monday with the Commanders. But they had, I guarantee you, Snyder never did this. But everyone who was invited, there was an envelope on a table.
Yeah, a little gift.
Yes.
They gave us all gift cards.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What did you get? I got Wawa. What did you get?
I got a Wawa gift card.
Yes.
As a parting gift.
They gave us gift cards.
It was very nice.
A nice.
Unexpected. It was. A nice touch.
It was. It was a nice touch.
That's all.
That was unexpected.
That's all that is.
I like gifts.
Sure. Who doesn't like a gift?
So I gave the gift card to my daughter because there's a Wawa in Blacksburg.
Very good. Perfect.
So you can get some gas.
Excellent. All right, we're going to play, because this is the first day of practice for training camp, we're going to play Name That New Commander.
Okay.
It's very simple. I'm going to give two little nuggets on one of the new commanders, new to the squad in 2024. If you name that new commander, you win. You don't even have to compete with anybody. We'll just pull up whoever's in line. If you answer it correctly, you win a prize. We're trying to make it easy for the listeners today.
All right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give away
and what
the
are we giving away again? We're giving away HF
Wendy's,
Festival.
Wendy's $50 gift card.
Wendy's.
HF Festival tickets. Limp Bizkit tickets.
Okay.
Got a lot of good stuff.
Yesterday we did the Fact or Fiction on the HF Festival bands, which
that is
was very
correct.
Cool.
Yep.
Let's go to Steve.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, I need you to name this new commander. I played for the Carolina Panthers from 21 to 23, and I just moved into Bish Bucks' neighborhood. Name that new commander.
I love Frankie Louvu.
Frankie Louvu. Yes, you win. See how easy that was?
So easy.
You've won a $50 gift card brought to you by Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location. All right, who's up next?
Man, Frankie Louvu has been in the league for 6 years. This is his seventh year.
Started with the Jets.
He was there for three and then signed the deal with the Carolina Panthers.
Correct.
And now, obviously, with Washington. Yeah, 27 years old, already in year seven.
Yep, good
making,
for him.
Making big dollars.
Got a nice little deal from the Commanders, so good for him.
Yes, he did.
Let's go to Ricky. How long is his deal?
I think he signed a three-year deal.
He's one of the few guys that signed
three years. I want to say about $40
million.
Nice. Yeah, it was nice coin. Good for him.
Let's go to Ricky. Hey, Ricky, Front Royal. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much. What's going on, Josh?
Ricky. What's up, Ricky? I need you to name this new commander. I won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and I was signed to bring a veteran presence to the tight end room.
Zach Ertz?
See, I told you this game is easy.
It is.
He wins. You get two tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, and many more. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. All right, two prizes down, one still left.
Oh, we still have more.
We have
Limp
Bizkit tickets, EB. You can go see Fred Durst on Sunday.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. You know what? In honor of Valdez, let's go to Dan in Adina, Pasadena. What's
Very
up,
good.
Buddy?
What's going on, guys?
All right, Dan in the Dina. Name this new commander. I was the number two overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. The Commanders are the fifth NFL team I will have played for. Name that new Commander.
Oh, my goodness. You know, honestly, I have no clue.
He cannot name that new Commander. Sorry, sir. Yeah. Wanted to hook up the guy from the Dina. Just couldn't.
That's right.
Couldn't
all
pull
right,
it.
Sorry, buddy. All right, let's go to Mario.
Mario.
Fairfax.
All right, Mario, I'm going to give you a different question. Name this new Commander. I love fantasy football, and I caught a career-high 107 passes in 2022 as a running back.
That's easy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know Austin Eckler?
That's easy.
I mean he might be the most high-profile new Commander outside of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty big name. I thought that was a layup.
It was a layup.
Wasn't that easy?
Well, I thought the other one was a layup, too.
All right, let's go. Think. We still have more, right?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to Eddie in Manassas.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Eddie, I think this is an easy one. Name this new Commander. I'm a lock Hall of Famer. I signed a one-year, $6.5 million deal to mentor the linebackers.
Give me Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner for the dub. You have won two tickets to Loserville 2024. Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation.
All right, nice job there, buddy. You know, we mentioned Manassas. That used to be our wheelhouse. I assume it still is. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about maybe getting out there again a little bit.
Big Junkies Hub, Manassas.
Doing some appearances. We got to go out to Manassas.
I agree.
I actually would like to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know not many people like to go to Manassas. That was our wheelhouse.
Good. Please have us
tons
in Manassas.
Of listeners
I feel
Manassas.
Like Manassas is a...
Manassas, Woodbridge, Big Junks.
Right. I know I goof on Laurel a lot.
Spot.
And Woodbridge is kind of like Virginia's Laurel, but man, it is
people love the junks out there. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a central spot.
Yes.
For the junks. So we need to get out there, Cakes. We need to do a bar appearance or something. Greg Lurch's ass out there.
I just haven't seen many emails or.
It's just a matter of doing it. We just got to do it.
Yeah.
Just got to make it happen.
We might have to do it.
That's going to be in September or October.
Yeah.
Because no one's around in August.
That's true. We go there in August, we'll feel disappointed when nobody's there.
Yeah, well, I'm saying the junkies aren't around.
Yeah, Jason's about to traipse off to Northern NorCal
in a few days. You're going. I'm going. Cakes is going to be gone for 2 weeks.
That's correct.
Right.
I'm going to come back, and it's going to be like, oh, the NFL season's basically upon us. Pretty close.
Are you doing 2 weeks away, or are you doing two just... I'm doing my week
your in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back.
And then
chilling. We're smack dab in the middle of the MGM National Harbor huge poker summer series.
Oh.
So I'll be, you know, home away from home.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to get your boy in on one of the Wednesday night joints?
Yes.
You
just
are.
Let me know. Just let me know when you're free. Most Wednesdays you're free.
I think
most
when
Wednesdays
you come back from your 2 weeks, the preseason would have been might even be done.
I think it is pretty much over.
There might be one more game, but you're pretty much gone for the entire preseason.
For the most part, yeah. I think I leave the day of the first preseason game against the Jets.
That's the 10th.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you come back, I think they would have already played three games.
I think you're right.
It's over. You missed the whole preseason. Yeah.
That's good. The preseason is such a letdown.
You're looking forward to this preseason for obvious reasons.
I am, but he's just going to tease us.
Okay.
It's going to be some handoffs.
I know.
A couple screens.
You still want to see it.
What time today am I going to start seeing videos from Ashburn of training camp practice?
Well, you were
that's what I need to know.
You were telling me in the latest Hard Knocks, they were kind of highlighting Jaden Daniels throwing to Malik Nabers.
Well, they're kind of drilling down on the Giants, you know, scouting, you know, pre-combine, pre-draft. They're going to like the pro days and all the different. It's amazing how much travel goes in. And it's not just the rank and file grunt personnel people. Like, they show Daboll and Shane, like, hopping on the private tiny little private jet, by the way. I would have expected a little bit bigger, like something with a little more substance. Like when I see it take off and land, I'm like, all right, it's not a prop plane, but it's not that far away from a prop plane.
Did they show you
plane.
The inside? How many seats were it? It's 6-seater, 8-seater?
I would guess around that size. It looks relatively small.
Really? All right.
Tanya Snyder's plane is for sale. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Has that been said? That's my only Tanya Snyder.
It's out there
that I have. I saw that. The Snyders are selling a lot of
the houses. Well, they gave the one house away for charity.
That's true.
Right.
So that was a $40 million write off.
I mean, when your biggest asset sells for over $6 billion on the market,
you need some.
You can just give away like a $40 million home. You don't care.
Right. Get a.
You
get
just
a
laugh
tax
at that sort of money.
Has that been said?
Yes, it has been said, Tanya. Thank
you. So annoying.
They did show, obviously, the LSU pro day because the Giants drafted Malik Nabers. So they show him just catching dimes from one Jaden Daniels, which is nice to see.
Did you hear, was there any more scuttlebutt where they were jocking Jaden or they were only talking?
They also showed Jaden coming in for a visit with the Giants.
And how was he?
And it's funny, man, because
he's chill, right?
Well, he's chill, but the most chill guy seemingly is Daboll. Because I'm going to do my Daboll impression.
Yeah,
he's in the office. He's in Joe Shane's office, and he's on his couch across from Shane's desk, and he's just like this. He's got his feet up like this. He's leaning back. His gut's hanging out, and Jaden's like right over there. Yeah. And Jaden sits down, and the first thing he's like, "All right, man, I'm not going to BS you here. Like, first thing, do you want to be here?" And you know, it's kind of, I understand the question. Like,
that's kind of an interesting question.
Do you want to be here, like in New York, all the pressure, spotlight? You're in the fishbowl, media capital of the world, type of deal.
Right.
But like his nonchalance and his body language is like what you're looking at.
But was
right
he
here.
Doing that because he read Jaden as a guy that didn't seem like he wanted to be there?
I think he's just trying to get a feel for him.
Was Jaden giving off the vibe? I'm going through the motions here. I don't really want to be here.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, he also knew deep down that he had no shot of getting him.
Right. But then
he wasn't going to.
Right.
In the first episode, he mentioned he would trade up.
Yeah,
right away. They said,
show Daboll in this most recent episode.
But it would take a boatload.
Would you
trade up
for Jaden? He's like, yeah, he's a guy I'd trade up.
Yeah, but they, you know.
But it was cool also to see.
It's one thing to want to trade up, but to actually make that happen, it's very difficult.
Like, understood.
Especially when you knew Washington needed a quarterback.
During the top 30 visits, it was cool too to see, like, they just have the top three wideouts in the draft sitting side by side in like a film room. I think it was the wideout coach or somebody on the offense. It wasn't the offensive coordinator, but it's Nabers here, Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, just lined up, you know, and they're taking him through the film and through the paces.
I gotta watch.
It's just
episode.
Cool to see that behind the scenes, like how intricate it is, and the fact that they're sitting there together and they're just kind of.
It's a very cool show.
Yeah, it's so
Daboll,
well done.
Daboll might be chill in February or March, whenever they film that.
Yeah,
but during games he gets fired up.
Oh yeah, he gets.
He's the opposite of chill.
I told you this story before, but about 2 years ago, I was in a bar with Brian Daboll's son, who's like best friends with one of Stevie's teammates. And it was after a game, and we were arguing about Daniel Jones. And I think at that time it was Carson Wentz, to be honest with you. And
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kill, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just long story short, nice kid, really liked him. Brian Daboll eventually was getting rid of an 85-inch TV, and it ended up in the lacrosse house in Poughkeepsie at Marist.
Really?
Yes. So the boys watched football all season
on Daboll's TV.
On Daboll's old TV that he didn't want anymore.
85-incher.
85-incher. They had it in there. And, like, just imagine the worst college house in history.
Just his Nubbins TV he had no use for whatsoever.
I mean, it's not that Nubbins. It's 85-incher.
It's pretty
solid.
And
those are, you know, fairly newish.
Right.
You know, they haven't been around for 100 years.
Right.
but I guess he was upgrading or whatever.
Sure.
So
that's the TV was so expendable.
That's my Brian Daboll story.
Yes. Very good. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into some audio from Ron Rivera talking about QBs. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.